This is Trevor Cars, and today I want to talk about fear. Fear is something I have dealt with my entire life. It was ingrained in me at a young age, and it was likely ingrained in you at a young age, that you should not do something. You should not stick your hand in the electrical outlet. You should not talk to strangers. You should not cross the road without looking both ways. We're taught about fear at a very young age. And when we grow up, we actually are very fearless. As children, we're very fearless because we do not know any better. We don't know. And our parents condition us to be fearful. And it is not of their fault. They are only protecting us from the elements, the dangers, and we have to accept that. As our parents love us and care for us, they are well-intentioned. As you grow up, ideally you understand the fears that present themselves, and you say, is that something that is really scary, or is it something that I can accomplish? It may be something very trivial that you can accomplish. However, every individual is different in terms of their tolerance of fear-based activities. Some activities are more intimidating to some compared to others, even if it's the exact same activity, whether it be public speaking or asking someone out. And the varying degrees to which we fear something is based on how we've conditioned ourselves, how we've exposed ourselves to these fears over the many years. And the thing about fear is that it's usually brought about by something in our head, our head and our thoughts. Our thoughts are saying, no, that's uncomfortable, you shouldn't do that. And therefore, we do not. And some have many fears and others have few. It's how you experience the world and how you go about experiencing new adventures that'll help you break away from the fear. As you mature and you grow older, you understand that the fears are these immature thoughts. They're just these ideas in your head, and that you understand that the worst that could happen is actually minute. Or you may not be thinking in terms of, oh, I wonder what the worst is that could happen. And that may be something to think about when you are presented with a fearful objective. What is the worst that could happen for you? Talking to that girl, what is the worst that could happen? Is my fear justified? Is the talking to stranger mentality necessary as I am older and wiser, more intelligent? Are these fears rational? Or have we just dug ourselves into a hole? Some of you may have. to the point where you cannot even leave your house. Scared of the outside world. And I believe that social media and our consumption of, you know, online materials is a way to escape from our real fears. When you think about it, you would go and get a newspaper to learn about the news. Well, now you can get it online. So just the act of getting information is so much easier. It's right at your fingertips. Do not even have to talk to a cashier today, as you can ring the items through with a self-serve checkout. So even human interactions, which you exposed yourself to constantly, are now unnecessary. But when the time comes that you do need to interact, you have not conditioned yourself to handle it. And therefore, it is a fearful event for you to socialize. Networking events, although they are still out there, are not as common, as you can do everything online with a webinar and just passively watch somebody talking about a topic. Our lives have actually gotten easier as the tools that have been developed and the apps and all the different technologies have allowed us to facilitate our daily lives. And some of it is okay. For instance, a lot of you may have the fear of driving. Well, with autonomous cars, you don't have to worry about that fear. So in 10, 20 years, forget about having a license. It's not important. It's being taken care of. There are still activities that you will need to do. You'll need to interact with people in order to secure a job. You need to interact with people in order to build a business. If you're injured, you'll need to interact with your doctor. Human interaction is still very much present, although less necessary. Use your phones to communicate via text, and rarely do you see people talking on their phones anymore. And that was the original tool that it was used for, was verbal communication. Definitely these tools have made our lives easier. And yet I do feel that perhaps we are more fearful, as when we are told that we need to jump out of the tools and present ourselves, it may be very much uncomfortable. Fear of public speaking, that is an indication of our ability to communicate. And most of us may have that struggle today. I also feel that if we use the tools to our advantage, we can break down fears. People can now publish YouTube videos online. Those that were maybe afraid of being in front of the camera, they can get comfortable in front of a camera, even if it's not something they would normally do. They can do it with just their phones, put themselves out there, and break down the fears. You can record your voice, publish it. It just depends on how you look at fear and how you handle fear, and whether you let fear knock you down or whether you let fear challenge you and help you grow. Growing up, I was very fearful of quite a few different things. Fearful of women, fearful of talking to people, fearful of being successful, fearful of so many different uncomfortable ideas. And then in my mid-20s, I realized that if I feel uncomfortable, that is good. If I feel challenged, that is good. And if I feel too comfortable for too long, that is not good. It's an indication of how much I am exposing myself to fear. And you want to put yourself out there to the point where you are fearing something every day, and that you are breaking down that fear and trying to overcome it will help condition you. It will make you more hardy and strong to be able to battle those fears as they come up. Being uncomfortable is a good thing. And I think we just need to do that more often, is put ourselves in a state of discomfort. One of my greater fears today is travel. Makes me uncomfortable. And yet, I do want to experience new cultures. My plan is to book a solo travel experience to really push me outside the boundaries, what I think I'm capable of, to once again help me overcome the fear of travel. And if you're like me, you've had bad travel experiences, and that has built up fear. So you have negative experiences, and it only accumulates the amount of fear. So the next time that you are thinking about it, the fear is greater. It is important to understand that past history does not dictate the future, and that a negative circumstance may be positive. I struggle with it right now, in that my next travel experience may or may not be negative. Historically, I've only been through quite a few negative experiences. However, it may be better as I've matured and grown older, and I've now accepted the brilliance behind travel and the experiences that I would enjoy. So I encourage you to look past the negative experiences and not let that dictate your decision to experience. However, would not encourage you to stick your hand in the electrical outlet, as that is a forever negative outcome. I don't see a positive benefit to that. But there are situations, and you can look around and see others and see that they're enjoying those activities. And if you don't feel comfortable about doing those activities, maybe consider why you are associating negativity to those activities when others are enjoying the activities. I see quite a few passionate people enjoying public speaking. They did not start out that way. They had a fear just like you or I at the beginning. And they kept at it. They kept exposing themselves to overcome the fear. But remember that whichever insecurity you have, it can be overcome. And that there were many people in your place dealing with the exact same situation. And that they ask the question, what is the worst that can happen if I follow through with this? And that is what you should consider asking yourself. What is the worst that can happen? What is the worst that can happen? And the worst is likely very minor. And if you're thinking that the worst is death, you may be overreacting. You may wish to reconsider the outcome. Unless you're jumping off of a bridge, then obviously that is a negative outcome. There is no positive to that. But I'm referring to positive activities. Activities that do bring others joy. That are very common. If you look at these activities, they bring positive experiences. It may be something that you can get your fear over. Fear can really cripple our livelihood, can prevent us from really seeing, experiencing, doing. Prevents us from starting that project that we always wanted to. Fear is very irrational. And we have a response. When we fear something, we have anxiety. Anxiety is this feeling that we get when we fear something. It's this unease. And we don't like the feeling. And that is why we do not put ourselves in an anxious state, because it is uncomfortable. When people tell me that they have anxiety, I doubt they have it all of the time. For then that means they're constantly in a state of fear, and that is no way to live. I would accept anxiety. Anxiety is a very good feeling. I say it all the time. I get anxious when I'm just about to public speak, and I absolutely welcome the feeling. Even if I'm sweating profusely, I know that this is building me up, and I now accept the feeling. Being anxious is a good feeling. It means you're putting yourself out there, you're getting into uncomfortable situations, you're breaking down barriers. fear and anxiety, they're irrational. They're these irrational thoughts. I mean, we can't approach everything in the world and be fearless. It's actually not possible humanly. Our biology kicks in and says, hey, this is something new, this is something foreign. Cause a bit of anxiety here. Some choose to not talk about it. But it's okay if you are. And it's good that you are. It's how you overcome it. It's how you put yourself out there. That is important. That you try these fearful things and do not give up. And you will see that your fears, although still present, as I believe that fear will always be present in one's life, they will not be controlling. They will not control what you do. And that is important, that they do not control you. They are a side note. Just like anxiety is a side note. You're aware that it is present, and you appreciate it. You nod your head and say, thank you for letting me know. I will continue. I will push through. It is critical. As I have battled anxiety and fear my entire life, and continue to do so, I am more accepting of it now. I now get onto the stage with less fear, knowing that nobody's judging me. Everyone's too busy thinking about themselves. They don't have time to think about whether you make a mistake or not. It's so irrelevant. The next day, you won't even be remembered. And it's good to think about it that way. It may be a negative approach, but people will forget about you, so you have nothing to lose. And if you can be in that state of being forgotten, then anything that you do can be fearless. Because only you will remember it. And I realize that social media has a lasting effect and makes things permanent. Nothing is ever permanent. You can always remove things if you need to. The chances are people are not looking at that photo thinking, oh, what a disaster that was. They're moving on to the next thing. There's too much to consume. There's too much new stuff every day. But they're already moving on. They're not paying attention to you. You are forgotten. And you are drowned in the feed of other news. And knowing that nobody cares is actually an interesting way to get over the fear. And more likely than not, you will have people supporting you and encouraging you and being positive for you and not criticizing your work. You could be the most hated individual in the world. You go up there and you public speak. Go up there and do something very difficult. People will admire you. And they may actually congratulate you. Because they know that it is a fearful task. And that you accomplished it. And that does show admiration. And inspiration. And that if you can do it, others can do it. And that is important to let people know that fear is not the ruler. Fear is a side note. Don't let fear run your life.